Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2966. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Wobbin Fox, and my cock.
Montgomery!
Right in the men's room. On tap today, who sucks less?
Less.
The word hex your bank account. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the men's room shout of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink. All right, here we go. As we're ready to travel back to 2004, Motorola announces plans to bring back the Razr flip phone. Meanwhile, a Chinese teen who sold kidney for an iPhone will now forever lay in bed and moan. Cow escapes rodeo and for months has been roaming Anchorage trails. A New Jersey councilwoman assaults husband with broomstick and cookbook, according to details. A man growls like a dog and rubs his face in glass in Florida Keys. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, people love their phones. Miles, you just brought it up. People love their phones so much that they get downright stupid about it. We told you yesterday about a 16-year-old Oregon girl. She calls the cops on her own father because her father had taken away her phone. He did it to discipline her. That's right. She can't live without her phone. But people do love their phones. A man in China sold his kidney so that he could get money to buy an iPhone. He's currently bedridden because his remaining kidney, yeah, it failed. But he has his iPhone, so I guess he won. But we shouldn't be too surprised. People go overboard all the time. It doesn't really matter the scenario. We told you about the Philadelphia Eagles fan. She's upset that her team loses this past Sunday. She puts a dog in a microwave oven. That's overboard. On the other end of the spectrum, a woman in England. She's so sad when her dog dies, she had an $8,000 funeral for it, and it included a horse-drawn hearse, a limousine, and release of doves. Because like I said, people go overboard all the time. We told you about the bride. Hey, to the bridesmaids, please wear brown contact lenses so that your blue eyes do not clash with these chartreuse dresses. You can't make this stuff up. So today, this is what we want to know. Whether it was you or someone else, who went overboard and why?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Hold the baton's hand, away we go. Welcome to show number 2,966. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less, and all I know is that Robin was not happy with some of the stories this
just
week.
Just the one.
One in particular, so I'm just going to assume that this week the stories suck. Steve, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck in their own way, but it's up to us to determine which of the three suck the least. Sometimes it's easier than not. Sometimes they're horrific.
I wouldn't say Mike Hawk, again, kind of reviews these beforehand. His response to me today was, in each case, there's someone who could have put a stop to this before it got worse. I'm all paraphrasing.
Right. Okay,
so.
Okay. Who Sucks Less coming up right before we drink it. Tell us with a shot of the day. The word will hack your bank account as, believe it or not, one of the biggest online people as far as your passwords go. They came up with the top 100 worst passwords of 2018, as there have been a lot of breaches.
Booty cruncher.
And I guess there's a lot of hackers out there that just go through and pretty well use the top 25, 50 on your stuff anyway to see
you'll
if
get
they
get a lot
can
of hits.
They do.
Sure.
And they get in there. So we've got those for you. We'll break it down to about 25 or so, but some of them are pretty entertaining. Others are like, you got to be kidding me. Why would anyone think that this is a good idea? Some I have used before.
Recently?
No, many years ago. Right. I just thought, hey, who's going to think that 7777 is my password or whatever the hell? It was three numbers in a row. I can't even remember. It was either that or zero.
Clever.
Right, exactly. Whatever it was just so easy and stupid. So that's coming up with the word. We'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. Another round of profile this. And today we were going to talk about you going overboard. And let's just start with this one. As obviously people can go overboard
anything
in a lot of different ways.
Anything.
And it could be something as just going nuts. It could be something that you think of as nuts. We've had callers who've called up with, and you know, you always hear about the cat ladies and all that, but some people have seriously 26 cats.
Right, that's overboard. I think you're officially a cat lady if you have three or more, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's a good number. That's a fair number. You're not quite
with
crazy.
You.
You're not
I
crazy.
Like dogs, but sure. When you pass, like having two dogs, like, there's a lot of dogs.
Well, it depends.
Well, it depends on the size of your property.
Right. That's one thing for sure.
Because I've met people lately that are like, oh, no, man, I have like two outdoor dogs, right? These big-ass hound dogs. And then I have my two indoor dogs. And that was never crossed paths. Just one, but they got
a
lot
of
property.
But I still think that makes you kind of like a dog person.
Yeah,
of course.
That's what I'm saying. Like, kind of like the cat people. Hopefully. Like, I get it. You have room, but still.
But
like,
what
that's
number
a lot
do
of
you
dogs.
Become a crazy dog? Like, crazy cat person. Like I said, you're a cat person. You got one, two, three cats. All right, you're a cat person. If you have four. And it's just you. You're a crazy capper.
It's hard enough to keep up with a litter, just on one. I mean, I go every
have
couple
you met
days.
Anyone who does
it just
it well.
Seems like every single time I do it, it needs to be done again.
Yeah.
And I know a couple days have gone by, but whatever. I can't imagine doing it for 26 cats and then feeding them. Well, a dog has been given a lavish send-off. As his owner said, he deserved the same respect as any family member. Captain the Stashire Bull Terrier. He died on Christmas Day after suffering a cardiac arrest on the arrest on the operating table. The owner said she didn't eat for a week after his death. In total, she spent about £4,000 on the funeral, including $225 on a dove release, another $620 on getting his name written in flowers. The owner said, I don't think I'll ever celebrate another Christmas. I don't think I'll ever have the strength to do that. A piece of me is gone. Captain's body was taken from the vets in a horse-drawn carriage to a park where he used to go for walks. His coffin was then transferred to a hearse for a 40-minute drive to a cemetery. Cemetery owner Marine Beach read a poem at Captain's graveside with 11 doves, one for each year of his life, being released
she read a poem.
At 2 p.m. during the service after he was lowered.
You stayed strong when times were tough. You didn't have a lot to say, but when you did, you said rough.
Afterwards, they all went to a pub where she put a plate of chicken and chips on the table, as that is what he would have wanted you to have. Captain deserved a special send-off. For some people, he was a dog. To me, he was my baby. He was everything. He always will be. Now, granted, I've had many dogs that I've been close to, many animals in my life.
Yes, yeah.
More so than others, just depending on their disposition. And
I got a pile of ashy dogs sitting in my closet. For no reason other than I love the dog. Mm-hmm. She died in my lap. It was horrible. It was horrible. It sucked. But you know what? As much as I love my dog, you ain't getting all that.
She spray-painted his coffin white and had a plaque put on it saying, I love you to the moon and back. Nod to their song by Savage Garden.
Their song.
Their song.
Their song?
Their song.
Their song.
Their song. Savage Garden. I want a captain to be taken away from the vets with animals, with his friends, and that's why I decided on horses. I wanted everything, everything, to be white, as he was like an angel, and demanded white flowers on everything, including the dog statue.
I planned a route from the vet past my house and to the park where he spent a lot of time, as I wanted Captain to say goodbye to everything he knew and to have that last walk with me.
All the guests were asked to pee on a tree or a patch of grass. Well, no, you wanted to honor. You wanted to honor. And then if you could, avoid making eye contact while you take a dump in someone's yard.
Mm-hmm. Captain was a very playful and outgoing dog and loved chasing his tennis ball, said his owner. She knew something was wrong when Captain was just acting out of character, being quiet and lethargic. The owner said in August, I was sitting with him at home, and in my heart, I felt something was wrong. He was being quiet and not himself. It's a bond you can't explain. Shortly after Captain was diagnosed with stomach cancer, and just before Christmas, he took a turn for the worst. The owner said, I wanted him home for Christmas and on Christmas Eve. I spent 2 hours with him at the vet, just holding him as he lay flat on my legs. When I left, he walked away, and he approached the end of the corridor. He looked back, and that's the last time I saw him. I have no regrets how I sent off the Captain. He deserved every piece of it.
I thought Jay walked to the end of the corridor, turned around.
This is very touching.
Sent up his leg and licked his butt last time.
I mean, the whole thing, right, it's sad.
Right.
And just echoing what Thrill exactly said. It's sad, blah, blah, blah. But you had a horse-drawn carriage for him?
I mean, right, like, look, man, you just went overboard. I get it. We all love our pets. We understand. It sucks when they go, man. But it's one of those facts of life that you accept based on the fact that you got a pet.
Mm-hmm. Now we'll give you the story. Here's another range of the overboard spectrum. A hotel getaway turned sour last weekend when a Philadelphia Eagles fan, furious over the team's 20-14 loss to the New Orleans Saints, attacked her girlfriend and put the girlfriend's dog inside a microwave oven. Kirsten Gaskins of Philly was staying with her girlfriend and a dog at a hotel in Hanover Township, about 2 hours north of the city, when she began yelling about the Eagles' defeat. The altercation then escalated when Gaskins pushed her girlfriend, who said she pushed Gaskins back to get away, according to police. Gaskins and allegedly pushed the girlfriend's dog, or pushed the girlfriend down to the floor, got on top of her, and struck her multiple times in the face. The girlfriend said she was able to scratch Gaskins on the face and get away. But Gaskins reportedly told the girlfriend that if she left the room, she would kill the girlfriend's dog, a white Pomeranian. Police arrived at the hotel just before 10 p.m. and found the girlfriend with blood on her left ear, cut on her nose and cheek. The girlfriend told police Gaskins had been drunk leading up to the fight. Police later found the white Pomeranian in the microwave, according to Philly's Fox 29. The appliance had not been turned on.
God.
And the dog appeared to be... These are two different dog stories. Are two different dog stories we're sharing with you. Gaskins was charged with simple assault, harassment, cruelty to animals, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Oh, no. She was released on $20,000 unsecured bail. So that's one dog owner who went overboard.
Right.
And that's another person in the vicinity of a dog that went overboard. Neither one close. But
I did not realize the police found the dog in the microwave.
Oh, yeah, that's what they found.
I mean, it's not funny, but it's kind of funny.
Like, what? Heard that story about, like the 86 Mets? Like, they're doing cocaine and everything during the game. There's prostitutes, this and that. And one guy, I forget who it is, but the story is he was so far out there that he got into an argument with his wife or something and decapitated their cat.
What?
Yes. And this is, like, a real story. People were scared of those teams because they were that dangerous.
As people, how do you decapitate a cat?
Well, because it's the 80s. Like, can you imagine going to work every day and doing cocaine and having hookers, like, while you're waiting to go to the bullpen?
Yes, I can.
Like, you can imagine how it escalated.
Well, sure. Wow, man. Yeah. The killing the pet thing's a little weird.
See, if you told more kids that these days, they'd want to play baseball. You know, they have that drop off and people want to play baseball.
Sure,
it's boring. It's not a fun sport. It takes forever. You know what I mean? Maybe they needed the back room cam while the bullpen was warming up for Major League Baseball.
Look how you can live.
Right.
Most people don't get to live like this. You're loaded with cash.
But in baseball's defense, from what I can tell, that was most sports and everybody in the 80s.
Sure.
But in baseball, you have more time to be able to pull these stories off during the actual game.
And you got a cover over you.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
You're sitting in the dugout, man. Yeah, I'd be down with
that.
Well,
that's the thing. Some of the guys didn't have to go out to the bullpen. They got to hang out in the locker room for hours.
I mean, think about that. Think about that. That's your job, right? Like, Michael Irvin was huge into cocaine. The entire Cowboys team was into coke in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
But they still had to do it on the weekend or try to sneak away. It was never during the game.
Well, like Daryl Strawberry, Okay, Daryl Strawberry.
Well, Taylor used to play all coked up.
Yeah, but that's different.
But the difference
he came in coked up. I'm not saying that the guys were not high when they're playing. I'm just saying with football, it made it more difficult because it's like, you know, Lawrence Taylor had it timed out. Well, right? Like, this is where I'm going to do a couple of bumps, man. It's going to hit me around game time. Maybe fires up one more time during halftime. But you can't really, like, sneak it in on the sideline.
It's not that they don't use it every day. It's that Strawberry was still a day-to-day player, where Doc Gooden, he was pitching, like, once every 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
So he has all this downtime. Well, he didn't have any downtime. He had all uptime. But it wasn't like he was out there playing all the time.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah, baseball. Exactly. By the way, we need to answer a question. Came in. It says, was the dog dead that they found in the microwave?
No.
That dog lived.
The dog lived.
It just physically was in the microwave.
Yeah, she got that. She never turned the microwave on. She just got the dog into the microwave.
Which is almost, not crazier, but just weird. Like enough time went by that the cops showed up, and right? You never took the dog out of the microwave. Mm-hmm.
But think about this, man. Think how crazy this lady is. It's probably good that it's a tiny dog that could fit in the microwave. Because she never turned the microwave on, right? If it had been a bigger dog and she still decided to zero in on it, there's no equivalent. So who knows what she would have done to prove her point. You know what I'm saying? You can't fit a big dog in a microwave and then threaten that you're going to do something. Like, you would just have to do it. The story would have been worse if it were a big dog.
Here's one that's a little bit overboard that involves fertility.
Fertility.
A couple caught having sex in the woods while smeared in blood, surrounded by a circle of chanting women.
Wow.
Were taking part in a fertility ceremony. A 4-year-old dog sniffed out the daylight sex romp in the woods in Leeds, which is popular with families, dog walkers, and runners. A group of 3 or 4 onlookers dressed in matching cream tunics and swimming cap-style headgear were chanting in a foreign language as the couple had sex on a plastic sheet at noon on Friday.
Ooga dega, ooga dega.
Kai, the dog, was being walked by his owner, a 42-year-old mom who asked not to be named. Well, she was walking her dog on playing fields besides the woods there when he ran through a gap in a couple of fence posts into the woodland. She said Kai disappeared, and I heard what I thought was shouting and swearing words from the woods. I went into the woods to grab him, and I saw 2 people completely naked on a white plastic sheet. The woman was laid down flat on her back with her arms and legs out like a snow angel, she said, with her eyes shut. The man was knelt between her legs, praying and chanting. They then began to have sexual intercourse.
Oh, Handmaid's Tale.
A dead black crow-like bird was beside the pair, and the man had some of the bird's blood and put it and daubed it onto the woman's forehead. Kai's owner then grabbed the dog and left the woods immediately and telephoned her friend to come and help her. 2 friends quickly decided to visit the nearby school because they were concerned that children leaving after class could stumble upon this group. They say the locals were amazed at the brain nanics in the woodland regularly used for cross-country runs from nearby secondary schools and the playground for younger children. The fertility ritual was taking place just 20 yards into the woods, just 100 yards from the children's playground.
Yeah, we walk a little deeper.
That's very spiritual.
Because
nothing gets me horny, quite like bird's blood, but then also the sound of laughing children.
I'm not sure that probably works
Jesus
as far as the fertility
Christ.
And the things are concerned.
What religion is that? Who do we think they're tracking with there?
You want to get prego? Let me watch that sex with your wife. That's what we do here at Tony's Fertility Clinic.
We're Pregorian monks.
I'll do whatever you want. I'll play tambourine while you're doing it. I can make the popping sound with my jaw.
We can even beatbox.
Right, exactly. I mean, like,
what do you need? Your dreams come true.
I'll make a mixtape, and I'll watch you do it. If you need some lotion, I'll hand it to you. I got a towel. You need a tissue.
I invite 20 of my girlfriends. We make a circle.
I'll film it, and then your weirdest facial expression I'll make into a GIF.
Yes, that's,
I mean, there's no way there.
That's a bit much, man.
I
would love to have sex with you, yeah? I need 20 of my girlfriends to watch in the woods while they chant songs at us, and you got to wipe bird's blood on me. So far, I'm in. So far, I'm still in. The deal, I mean, sorry, man. Like, okay, that's weird, but I'm in. It's just the location. Like, man, we can't do it near goddamn children. At that point, yeah. I would actually say, what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Everything else, like, yeah, okay, well, give it a shot.
I will say this. I bet for just the standpoint of the placebo effect, more so than giving yourself a shot for 35 freaking days, feeling like ass and going through all that chemo thing, or not chemo, but whatever they do when they inject into your body.
Like what, Botox?
No, I'm talking about artificial pregnancy when you're trying to get pregnant. Fertility treatments and all that crap, man.
So you're saying this would work better?
I'm saying that for the amount of money that it takes to get a fertility treatment, right. I might have Tony have sex with me while beatboxing and, you know, handing me tissues. Because I have a feeling that I'll probably save money and the outcome will be close to the same.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying, like,
Johnny Cape plus
there's
eight.
There's a lot of rackets out there.
Woodsy version.
Kind of close. I'm not saying it doesn't work. Every once in a while it works. But for the most part, you know, if you can't get pregnant, there's a reason. I mean, our question.
I don't know. Does it work or does it not work?
It works for certain people, but certain people who do it have to do it like 9 times. And it costs $20,000 each time you want to do it. So every cycle
so
that
you're
you go
saying,
on,
hey, listen.
Cover yourself in bird blood. Go find a tarp.
Have those people chant
woods,
at you.
Have them chant at you and do whatever. And you might, just you never know, maybe the heat of the moment, something happens.
But not near kids.
Instead of going into a room and J&O to a magazine or a movie and then, like, you know, watching it go into a test tube and, like, you know, then it's gone. Oh, we might as well just...
What do you mean, then it's gone? Do you ask for yours back?
No, they take it.
I mean, I've never... Yeah. Hey, you might have fucking sperm back.
Put it like in a,
that's all I got.
In a frozen bank, man. I don't know. I might deal with the bird blood. Our question, who went overboard and why? 844-999-OLA. Still to come, the return of Who Sucks Less, the word hacks your bank account. And we've got your calls coming up after the break. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A local politician in New Jersey has been charged with beating her husband over the head with a broomstick and a cookbook and biting him on one of his arms, according to police. This is definitely a case of going overboard. Highland Park Council member Susan Welkowitz, 57 years old, was charged with possession of a weapon for unlawful purposes and simple assault after one of her husband's forearms showed visible signs of abuse, according to police. Children were present at the time of the incident. Investigators later found text messages in which the husband told coworkers that his wife had abused him. The woman was reached by phone but declined to comment, the councilwoman. According to the website for the council member, she served as a client relationship manager and project manager in the financial service industry and has served on the borough's council since 2012, Highland Park, about 36 miles outside of New York City. Our question, who went overboard and why? 844-999-OLA.
A couple of comments that came in. And first, regarding... the story you brought up earlier, Miles, there was a woman who was very upset that the Philadelphia Eagles lost to the New Orleans Saints. She's drunk, gets in a fight with her girlfriend, inevitably threatens to kill the dog, a little tiny Pomeranian. Mm-hmm. She took the opportunity to even put it in the microwave, did not turn the microwave on, but someone says, how do we know she didn't just, you know, nuke it for a quick 3 seconds? I bet she did.
Oh, no.
We don't know. Someone else says, I've seen the result of a cat going through a dryer cycle. Not a pretty picture. Can't imagine what a dog through a microwave cycle would do. The kitten snuck into the dryer. My friend didn't know. Turned the dryer on, only to find the result an hour later.
I feel like at the beginning of that story, I knew how that went. But I like that he still typed it out like, yeah, the cat got in there by mistake. Like, I don't think I your friend was just like, you know, what the hell with it? This kitten's going in.
Yeah, we know. We know. And then someone else, you're talking about artificial insemination. There's another story as far as going overboard.
Like to a fertility clinic?
Yeah, instead of going to a fertility clinic, this couple, it's a fertility ritual. So there's 20 people in robes chanting around them in the woods while they try to have sex on a plastic tarp. The guy has to wipe bird's blood on her forehead. All this for fertility. And you said, look, for the price, why not give it a try? But you wondered why that was. Someone, I love how it writes this. Some women have inhospitable vaginas.
Jesus Christ.
That's how it's written. It says
inhospitable.
Inhospitable. That's why the pregnancy doesn't take. Don't ask me why I know, but my bitch of a sister had an inhospitable vagina.
I told him that's the coolest metal band name we've ever heard of.
And it took her 3 years of fertility treatment to get pregnant.
My bitch of a sister.
My bitch of a sister had an inhospitable vagina. Pretty sure he just stole that from a t-shirt.
Inhospitable vagina.
That's why I just wanted to share that with you. But
here's another overboard story. There is a 31-year-old woman named Rebecca Phillips, and she lives in Hudson, Florida, which, ironically enough, is where my dad lives.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And she wanted to have sex with her boyfriend back in November on Thanksgiving, and even grabbed his junk to let him know it. But he turned her down, and he went back to sleep. So she scratched him hard by his left eye, which made it swell up and turn black and blue. And it turns out that's not the first time she's done something like that. Back in September of last year, she got violent when she got turned down for sex. It is not clear if that was the same boyfriend or another guy, but either way, the prosecutors wound up dropping the case. This time she's facing a domestic battery charge, and her boyfriend should probably think maybe about ending things on that situation.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I saw her mugshot, so I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I know people don't typically look their best in their mugshots. I understand that. I allow for that, but I would still say, I get why I said no. Yeah. I completely understand, man.
I think mugshots are getting worse without filters.
What do you mean? Just the fact that so many people use filters you see what they actually look like, ooh. Yeah.
Right? Because, everybody uses filters all the time. It used to be, when you saw pictures of people, that's what they looked like.
See, that's another example of going overboard. If you got a picture, it's just what the hell you look like. Now, ooh, but before I send it, right? Which I was unaware of. My kids are all about that. Don't send that picture to grandma and grandpa. What you gotta do? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? That's not what you look like, man. It's weird. But it's something that people do. And I don't know, man. I just don't get it. I've never thought to do that.
I mean, this is much lighter. Well, I guess not lighter. That's kind of a joke, what I'm about to say. But, sometimes I feel like the thing I go overboard the most is, toppings.
Toppings?
Yeah.
Like your pizza?
Yeah, or just, I don't know, make, a bowl of pasta or something. All right. I'm throwing Parmesan on it.
Okay.
What about a little garlic salt?
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Sometimes I feel like I'm just eating salt.
You are, but it's salt with different flavors, man.
Time I go overboard is when I'm ordering Chinese food.
Right.
Yeah.
But nobody doesn't.
Well, I know.
You know what I mean? I've never met anyone who says, man, I just get what I'm going to eat. It's impossible. It's impossible.
Now I'll get five things. That's why the lunch buffet is key.
I feel like I'm doing it with all of Asia. Chinese food, Thai food, Indian food.
How many things
do
you order?
What are we doing? Why?
But not
Asian people generally are smaller, but... Right.
I think it's the packaging. If you put it in a cardboard box kind of thing, for whatever reason, I swear to God, I just feel like I'm more inclined to order more food.
I do it with sushi, too.
Do you?
The problem with sushi is I can hammer it down. And then I'll drink a couple beers, and then as I get home, it feels like the rice is just expanding. And then I was like, I made a horrible, horrible mistake.
Oh, I normally get at least 16 pieces of fish. Every time I go get sushi.
Yeah, but that seems reasonable.
If you're just eating sashimi, that's one thing.
Well, I mean nigiri.
Well, that's my problem. I like nigiri too.
Yeah, that's the roll, right?
No, nigiri is just a piece of fish or something.
Over the
on
ball
top,
of rice.
Yeah.
That's key.
You guys go for that?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's delicious.
Yeah.
I can't believe you turned the corner. I thought you were a roll guy.
I like both.
Okay.
And that's Ted's problem, right?
Yeah, right. I like both. And, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you can overdo it with food things, right? Because inevitably, you're just making it how you like it, right?
Well, but there are people who go overboard as far as how much food they cook. If I open up my mother and my grandmother's refrigerator, I talked to my grandmother the other day, and she's like, "Well, your mom's hasn't been feeling that well. She has not been able to go to the store." I'm like, "Grandma, you have plenty of food. I can't open up your refrigerator without stuff falling out."
Right.
Every door, there's no nook, there's not a place where an egg isn't wedged between something. If there is a place to put something, her entire refrigerator is packed, her pantry is packed.
But has nothing to eat.
They continue to buy food, and they will open up the pantry and go, there's nothing to eat here. But I walk in there and go, oh my God, this is insane. And then when you get the back refrigerator, you realize that everything has just been pushed to the back and stuffed right. in. It's a bunch of rotten crap.
Yeah.
Our question, who went overboard and why? 844-999-OLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.